Yes, that's right. You're listening to the Burnt Breakfast Show right here on RDU 98.5. Now, I'm very delighted to be talking to my next guest. I think they just have one of the most gorgeous kind of sounds in all of Aotearoa. They've just released, last month, a really cool song called Choose Me. And they've got a show coming up very soon in Christchurch. I am delighted to have Katie from Dateline on the line with me this morning. Good morning.
Good morning. How's it going?
I'm very well, thank you. How are you?
I'm good. I've really woken up since I started streaming your show about 15 minutes ago.
Just heard me really out of breath constantly. Now, how are you? How are the Dateline crew?
Oh, we're good. We're very excited to go on this tour and to start playing. We've been working on a whole bunch of new music over the last of a year, and so it's, exciting to finally get to start playing it around the place.
Yeah, I'm super excited about that because I feel like there was a slight lull there. Like, we haven't heard from you in a while, and we're very, very curious what you're up to, of course. You've released a song, Choose Me. Do you want to tell us a bit about that track?
Yeah, so you're right, there was a little bit of a lull there. I've moved around a little bit, so the band sort of goes on hiatuses, and I moved to Wellington and got a new lineup. And we started working on new music. And Choose Me was one of the songs that I'd sort of been, I demoed before I had this band together, but it was a very rough demo. Brought it to the band and we sort of worked on it and set it up a little bit and it landed somewhere kind of nice. But I don't know, it kind of reminds me of the Foo Fighters. Like in a, I mean, we'll never be the Foo Fighters, but just in that sort of hooning, chorusy way. But yeah, so Choose Me was just something that we kind of all refined together and recorded towards the end of last year with a friend of mine, which was also very fun.
It's great to have a song that you kind of can all put your 10 cents worth on and like kind of work together on. Was that useful in terms of kind of like seeing how you all worked together?
Yeah, it's been really useful. For ages I lived in, well not ages, but for a while I lived in Hawke's Bay and the rest of my band were in Auckland, so we didn't really get to like develop music together. I would write it and then I would take it to the band and they would play it a lot of the time, just sort of as I had presented it to them. They were amazing too, but we just didn't have the time to sort of work on things. Whereas now, I've got some very talented friends in the band, and it is really good to have other people's ideas and perspectives, and I think it sort of maybe lifted the caliber of our songs up a bit from having that.
Oh, yay. Oh, I'm so glad to hear that. Now, you mentioned you've moved around a bit. Are you, like, do you enjoy change? Are you someone who likes moving and changing lifestyle and all that?
I am and I'm not. I sort of moan about change or struggle with it a little bit. I seem to put myself in a position where I'm doing it a lot. the plan is to stay here now. You know, we tried out a few cities. And, yes, the plan is to stay here and keep this band together for as long as possible. But, you know, don't hold me to that.
Well, I hope the same thing, because Choose Me is fantastic. I absolutely love it. Now, the 15th, I believe, which I think is Friday, you're playing here in Ototahi Christchurch.
Yes, that's right.
Now, how are you feeling about that? Is it still, like, you guys performing as a group? Is that must still be kind of new as well.
Yeah, I mean, we've done a good amount of playing together in Wellington now, so that's
really good.
pretty good. I feel like we put on a good show. We try to put on a good show. But coming to Christchurch on Friday, I think I was feeling very enthusiastic after we recorded some songs last year. So I was like, let's book a tour. And then the reality was, oh my gosh, how do you get people to come to your shows when you're not super famous and from the city? But it's shaping up, and I'm really excited about it.
Yeah, I mean, it's the age-old question, isn't it? You sort of have to be your own everything these days, including promoter as well.
Yeah.
Which as well, but I'm so glad you've decided to do a tour. Tell me, for audiences going, what can they kind of expect from your live performance?
We've really been working on refining it, and so I think we've got this sort of punchy bit that it's sounding, just maybe compared to what I had done previously, it's got a bit tighter and a bit more maybe streamlined, just because we do get to practice regularly, which I haven't had in the past. But also we've got a bunch of our old songs and then heaps of new material, and I think we're all really enjoying playing together, so it's quite a fun fun set to play, and I think quite fun to watch, hopefully. We've had good feedback, so, worth coming for if you had a loose end on time.
Oh, well, I'm glad you guys are having fun together, because I do think audiences love that and see that as well. When musicians are enjoying themselves. I guess the age-old question is, if people are keen to come to this show, where can they get details and tickets for it?
Yeah, if anybody wants to come, tickets are on Under the Radar. And we've got most of the posting and information that I put out is on Instagram. So finding us on Instagram is probably the best idea. And I also just want to mention we've got Ryan Fisherman and his band opening for us. And I just think he's an amazing musician. So even if you don't like our stuff, he can be really, really good.
Oh, no, I refuse to believe someone can't like your music, to be quite honest. It's too gorgeous.
Very kind.
Hey, Katie, thank you so, so much for joining me this morning. It's been an absolute delight to talk to you. And I'm so excited you guys have new music out and it's all coming together, and I'm so excited for this show. So, one more time, Katie, thank you so much for joining me this morning.
Oh, thank you. Thanks so much for having me. I really appreciate it.
And that was Katie from the amazing band Dateline. Oh, I love Dateline. They have a show here on Friday, so seriously consider getting tickets for that. Under the Radar is where you can get tickets. Now, we talked about their brand new song. It is called Choose Me. Here it is, guys. Enjoy. Just me.
Christmas.